Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about our NFL Week 5 coverage of the Indianapolis Colts versus the Denver Broncos, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Beautiful Monday here. And, man, I cannot wait to talk about some amazing football coming up in Week 5.
Absolutely. It is a beautiful Monday, too. It's October the 3rd here when we're filming this live. It's the weather has started to have that crispness in the air that's perfect for football. Makes you just want to put a jacket on, you know, just a light jacket right now. You can still, like, have fun, run around, throw a football around, go to a tailgate, go out to a sports bar, go to a live football game, and yeah, we're just really excited. It's also spooky season, so we're seeing lots of great things going on. Everybody's getting ready for the warm food and being around and all the parties and Halloween coming up. So I'm sure that both the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos are really excited to see all the people at these live events and to be broadcasting their particular games on national TV. So, Mr. Logan Landers, the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos, what do our fans have to look forward to?
Well, let's talk about these teams, right? Let's talk about these Denver Broncos, right? Broncos country, let's ride. Let's talk about what this team's been up to. The other day, right, week four, tough matchup, man, tough loss. We got the Las Vegas Raiders who were pretty much fighting for their lives, right? They were 0-3 on the year, and they had to get that win pretty much or else it would be a long season for that franchise. Took the loss yesterday. They lost 32-23. Denver did. Like I said, Las Vegas was just determined. They scored every single quarter there. Derek Carr had a solid day. Didn't have a whole lot of accolades, but still 21-34 passing, 188 yards, 5.5 average. Only sacked twice, which is good for him. No touchdowns, no interceptions, though. But the thing, or really the player that helped the Raiders get the win in that one was Josh Jacobs. Ran the ball 28 times for 144 yards. Denver just could not stop him. And as for Denver, right, Russell Wilson, 17-25, 9.5 yards, 2 touchdowns, sacked 3 times. So he had a pretty solid day. It just was not enough for that Broncos offense. And as for the rushing game, really not much to speak of. Only 20 carries as a team for 85 total yards. Russell Wilson led the way with 29 total yards and a rushing touchdown. Javonte Williams, 10 carries for 28 yards. And then, you know, a few other guys for not too much. So just the running game having issues. Leading receiver in terms of catches was Courtland Sutton, 5 catches for 52. And then he also got a touchdown, as did Jerry Jeudy. And then for the defense, like I said, a rough day for them, allowed 32 points. But Josie Jewell led the way with 14 total tackles. Like I said, they got sacked, or they got two guys who got some sacks, Quan Williams, and then also DJ Jones. 7 tackles for loss, which is nice to see. 4 passes defended and 5 quarterback hits. No INTs. But like I said, just was not able to get it done with that overpowered Raiders offense, which was clicking on all points yesterday. So a tough loss for the Broncos. As for the Colts, a team who also is coming off of a loss. They lost the other day to the Tennessee Titans. And that will put the Colts at a 1-2-1 record on the season. In that game, let's talk about who did what. Of course, the Colts, we all know in Atlanta who's the quarterback over there. And that is, of course, Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, like I said, 27-37 passing. His arm still got it for 356. a 9.6 average, 2 touchdowns, 1 INT, sacked 3 times. Jonathan Taylor just not able to get it going, man. You hate to see it. One of the best running backs in the league, just only 20 carries for 42 yards. Not a very productive day for him. The receiving game, Mo Alie-Cox led with 6 catches for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was the big threat the other day with Alec Pierce behind him, 4 catches for 80. A few fumbles on the day for the Colts, 3 in total. They lost 2 of them, one for Matt Ryan and then the other from Jonathan Taylor. As for the defense, Zaire Franklin was a machine. 15 total tackles on the day for him. Just could not be stopped. And then also right behind him in terms of tackles was Bobby Okereke. Like I said, 3 sacks for the team, so that's nice to see. Grover Stewart got one, Quiddy Pay, and also Odeobi got a sack as well. 3 tackles for loss, no passes defended, though, and no INT, so just couldn't really get much done. Titans were just doing kind of – they were really just a good balance of running the ball and also throwing it as well. So looking at this game, right, we got 2 teams coming off of 2 tough losses. Both of them are sitting, like I said, they're still trying to get things rolling for the franchise, going into Week 5, get an upper advantage in their division. So I think this is going to be a good matchup here. I think that looking at these 2 teams, I think that we're pretty evenly matched with the Broncos, with the Colts. So it's going to be a tough matchup. But overall, in my gut, Jeremiah, I've been feeling this one. And it's going to be a solid game played, of course, on Thursday Night Football. I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts getting the slight win in this one. I'm going to go with the Colts 28. I'm going to go with the Broncos 24. Close game here. I just think Jonathan Taylor can have a good bounce back game. That's why I'm going to give the game to the Indianapolis Colts right there.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Wow. Yeah, I can totally see that Indianapolis Colts coming off some great work. Denver Broncos, of course, you know, wanting to show out and, you know, see what they can do. So tell us, everyone watching us live on YouTube, on Facebook, over on LinkedIn, perhaps, or anywhere that you love enjoying our program, tell us in the comments if you agree and what do you think the final score will be. And welcome to all of our Instagram people that are getting to watch us on a longer form coming up. And tell us, too, if you're listening to the show or if you're watching on the replay, what did you think? Are you into it? You know, the Indianapolis Colts, Denver, we know we have a huge amount of fans that watch from both of those camps, plus our amazing fellow football lovers who just love all the games and how they all fit together. So tell us, you know, again, how you're listening. Now, if you're listening to our podcast, first off, we love you so much. And if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join the thousands of people who listen to our podcast every single week and every single day sometimes. And you can find us anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including over on Spotify, which is what we're showing right here. Just look for our 50-yard line football brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. But you can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Overcast, anywhere that you love listening to audio streaming through your phone. There's going to be a platform just for you, including Google Podcasts, which is the great one that a lot of people on Android like to listen to. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that Week 5 coverage of the Indianapolis Colts versus the Denver Broncos. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.